We have a new moon coming up on June 6th, and that means we're in the waning lunar phases. Do you know what lunar phase you were born under and what that means? That's what Stephen Forrest's Book of the Moon is all about, and now it's on audiobook narrated by, well, me. You can pick it up at Audible without a subscription and Apple Books. Welcome in to the Fun Astrology Podcast. Thomas Miller on Tuesday, May 21st. Thank you so much for joining us here. We're going to talk today about the sun in Gemini. The sun moved in yesterday, and tomorrow, the aspect that I mentioned yesterday, we'll talk about it more tomorrow, but that's the sun trining Pluto, which will happen on Wednesday. But since we just moved into Gemini, let's take a tack here on a couple of things related to Gemini. Gemini rules transportation, and if you remember last week on Friday, Mercury, which rules Gemini, squared Pluto. Now, tomorrow is a trine. Friday was a square. We had some comments. In fact, we spent quite a bit of time at the beginning of our Sunday night level up this week. Various people had lost loved ones recently. There was somebody with a recent family separation, like I've experienced. I had a friend over the weekend who traveled, Mercury, to visit a family member who is going through a divorce and really helped set them up for going through kind of this square to Pluto kind of conflict to bring a bright spot into their life. Then I was reflecting on the just bizarre situation that happened in Louisville at the PGA tournament where a vendor was struck by a bus trying to get into the club. And then the number one golfer in the world was trying to get into the club and ended up arrested and charged with a felony. Complete misunderstanding, miscommunication as well. See, Mercury, this whole Mercury-Pluto thing was a big deal last week. And then, of course, culminated by the crash of the helicopter carrying the Iranian president. And this is the one I'm reflecting on because Gemini in the United States chart rules the seventh house in the equal house system. This is that aspect that Robert Glasscock 6 years ago did a program on solar arc astrology. That's progressed astrology, but looked at the United States chart and an aspect coming up later this year that we are very much in the big applying, in other words, getting stronger every day. The United States solar arc Saturn will be conjoining the United States natal Mars, which is in Gemini, in the seventh house later this year. And the key points around that were, first of all, that Gemini, the sign ruling all of this, is a divided sign. And I think between what we've all been experiencing, what the collective is experiencing, I'm going to go a little bit shadowy here because I think we need to at least be aware of this. Around here, we're not Pollyanna. We are positive. We're not Pollyanna, but we believe that you have two ways that astrology can express itself. There's always polarity and some in between, but I mean, it is based on oppositions. And we usually take the high timeline side, but sometimes we stop and pause and just recognize what the shadow is and what it could be. And I love my Gemini because I am a Gemini rising, so it's a sign that I have a lot of affinity for. But in this context, I think especially with what happened last week, what happened over the weekend with the helicopter crash, with this interpretation from Robert, that we are prudent to at least look at a full 360 perspective of this. So Gemini is in the seventh house of the United States chart. What happens when relationships, which typically the seventh house represents, go south, go bad? You can have war. There's the division. And whenever Gemini comes around, and the other signs that are divided can be Sagittarius, and also Pisces, two fish swimming in the opposite directions. Gemini, the glyph, two, the twin, the Roman numeral two. You have to think of at least multiple options, if not outright division. Depends on the context, but that's something astrologically that you really need to fix in your mind. When those three signs come up, you're talking about more than one possibility. So for the United States widely accepted Sibley chart, that's the one that's July 4th, 1776 at 5:10 p.m. Philadelphia, you don't want to look away from where we are. It's Gemini season now, so Gemini is activated. Tomorrow, the Sun and Pluto are going to be in a favorable aspect, a trine, but an aspect nonetheless. You already had the Mercury square on Saturday. That's quickly dissipating, but look at the trail that it left behind. Could this be a trigger of something more escalated in this international Middle Eastern situation that we are in? Look, I'll just paint the astrological picture, but you just heard the ingredients. Mars in the seventh house, the planet of war. So you have to wonder, will the sun transiting over that seventh house now possibly activate that Mars in some kind of way? And what influence does that very powerful aspect of Saturn, solar arc Saturn, sitting there as well? So we don't have to go to fear. We just go to awareness. And with awareness, as high timeline people, we can pray. We can send energy. And actually, let me put a plug in for Sunday night. We do this Level Up. It's usually about an hour long, a little bit over this week. But I talked about my heart rhythm issue, the AFib that I've had for 10 years, and how it was triggered by all this solar activity. And if you'd like to watch the replay, just go to the Fun Astrology YouTube channel, and it's under the Live tab. But not this past weekend last before. I literally wondered if I was going to make it through, because, and sure enough, there is a scientific cardiology study that solar EMF, solar flares, solar activity can increase mortality from heart disease, particularly rhythmic issues. So it was a big deal, and I unpacked all of that. But what we discovered and where we got at the end of the whole thing was that we are very electrically powerful creators of energy from our own heart. So much so that the very aura around our body is like an aurora of energy in the sky emanating from our own body. So we are generators of this. So we do have the ability to send that out to various situations. And this is one that I think for the peace of the whole world would be a wonderful thing for us to maybe spend a few minutes contemplating on that, and just from your own heart out to the world, send healing and peace, because we sure need it right now, don't we? And a lot of love. And that's how I'll leave this with you. I love you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow, and we'll talk about the trine positive side of this aspect. We'll focus there tomorrow. Thanks. Bye-bye.